deeper look in the book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where the pastor is Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of messages from the book of Exodus. So get close to your radio and listen now as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. takes a deeper look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you get a way to go. You got to pay some money. See, we get married today without even asking for the lady's hand in marriage. Hello, somebody. Amen. But old-fashioned Bible, you had to deal with the daddy. And see, one of the reasons today that a lot of our homes are so broken up and messed up and what have you is the children are left unguarded. See, Satan done got the daddy at the house. And so now a boy can just about have his way with that girl in that house. He can have his way. He can keep the girl out to 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning if he want to, and what have you. And the mama is stressing out and stuff. But when the dad is in the house, the daddy can put a stop to a lot of that foolishness. Yeah. Yeah. And so that's why it's so important for that man to be in the house. And we need to be really praying for the men. I know a lot of times, you know, particularly ladies, we are down on men's. Let's be up on men's. Let's get up and pray for our men's, that a lot of these cycles can be stopped. Mama had a baby out of wedlock. Grandbaby done had a baby out of wedlock. Great-grandbaby done had. Men's are very particular about their daughters. Hello, somebody. Amen. I'll never forget when I went up to see Sister Wilbert, and she had told me her daddy and them was hunters and what have you. But we were sitting in the living room, and the next thing I know, you know, her daddy come walking through with a big shotgun on his shoulder. Then her brother walking through with a shotgun. And then they talking in the living room with shotguns on their shoulder. I said, well, you know, it was kind of, no, I don't like guns to begin with. But in my mind, why they didn't come through the back door or something? Why they had to come through the living room with some shotguns? I said, oh, my Lord, I got the message. I got the message with these shotguns. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't no mess up. You're going to think twice. Amen. You caught the girl and her daddy walking through the house with a shotgun? You're going to think twice. Hello, men. Aren't you going to think twice? Amen. You're going to even think about, no, I don't need to come in tonight. Let me just let you out right here at the curb. We'll see. You're kind of scared to even go back in that house. Yeah, that's an intimidating thing, y'all. God is good. God is good. Another kind of sex with an animal was forbidden. Look here at verse 19. Y'all didn't know the Bible talked about bestiality, did you? Whosoever lies with a beast shall surely be put to death. People try anything. Yeah. We got all kind of crazy stuff going on today. Amen. But it's not nothing new. It's stuff that was going on long ago. Amen. And the more society in your mind become modernized, the more kooky and crazy society has become. The cavemans didn't do some of the stuff we doing today. Hello, somebody. cavemen, you know, wouldn't lay down with their own daughters, but we do today. Incest. Amen. I remember about 10 years ago, a show Ricky Lake used to come on. Anybody know anything about Ricky Lake? And they used to, that's why I used to find out about a lot of those things. Amen. That and Jerry Springer. Hello, somebody. I didn't know a lot of stuff, you know, really exist. I just thought it was back in Bible day. But when you listen to Jerry Springer, now I'm not advertising, you know, I'm not recommending. Amen. I don't want somebody to go go back home and say, Pastor says I to watch Jerry Springer. I got it on tape in there. So I'm telling you now. I'm just saying a lot of stuff we're doing today was done in Bible day, and it's done even on a greater scale today. Amen. Amen. Witches was even forbidden in the Bible. Thou shalt suffer a witch to not live. Isn't that something? I'm looking at verse number 18. A witch. A lot of stuff that we allow to happen, the Bible forbid to take place. Let's see. Let me pick out another one. Look at verse 20. It says, he that sacrificeth unto God, save unto the Lord, only he shall be utterly destroyed. If you worship idol gods, you shall be utterly destroyed. Look at verse 21. Thou shalt neither vex a foreigner. Here it is right here. Nor oppress him. For ye were sojourners in the land of Egypt. Or you were strangers. The Bible says you're not supposed to oppress a stranger. This is another verse I show folks who talks about slavery and how the Bible never spoke against it. Here it is right here. You ain't reading your Bible. We were strangers. Most of you in here are Africans, Americans. Aren't you? See, you know, it used to be folks was Negroes, and then they graduated from Negroes to being black back in the 60s with black, you know, said loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Dun, dun, dun. You know. Amen. Amen. You know, when you've been watching that Michael Jackson stuff for the last 2 weeks, it kind of get in you, you know. Amen. So, but then we graduated from that, didn't we? You know, in the 70s, they start wearing dashikis and afros, and they start going to the natural look and what have you. And, well, some of that isn't the nappy look. What do they call the nappy look today? What do they call that? No, You know, the natural, you know, it's what I used to wear back in the 70s. I used to put a little afro sheen and stuff on there, and it would be shining. But the stuff that they have today, it looks nappy and dirty, a lot of it. What's that? Oh, that's just dreadlocks. But what is it? Not dreadlocks. Some of it's just, I mean, it's not. What is it? The twist. I guess that's what it is. The kinky. Yeah. So it's different. It's just different today. You know, it's a different style. It's different, you know. I just kind of like the greasy look myself. You know, I like to, you know, throw some afro sheen on it. If they still got it, you know, I don't know what they got today, what they have today. What do they have to make your hair look? An all sheen. Yeah, put the all sheen on it today. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. All right. That's just the thing about styles. You never fall out with a person over style. You know why? Because it won't last long. So you just wasting your time when you, you know, trying to fall out of a person. Why are you dressing like that? Why are you, just leave that alone, you know. It'll pass. Amen. It'll pass in time. Amen. There's more pressing issues to deal with in the family, like help me pay this rent. Amen. You can wear an afro you want to, but help me pay some rent. Hello, somebody. Amen. All right. Something else that was involved in the law. Verse 25, you couldn't charge interest. Verse 25. Look at verse 25. If thou lend money to any of my people who is poor among you, thou shalt not be to him as a usury, neither shalt thou lay upon him usury. Now, in other words, you couldn't charge interest. You couldn't charge. Why is that? Because that was your brother. If another Israelite, another brother, and that's how it is in the church. We ought to not be charging interest. It's all right if you got a business and you want compensation for your business, but you ought not be charging what you charge worldly people. Why? Because we brothers and sisters in Christ. And if the church folks not going to help the church, if church folks not going to give one another a break, then who going to give you a break? Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. All right. Somebody ought to be giving out a $5 haircut. Amen. I was trying to sneak a barber out of here to say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I remember when I first came out here, they was giving haircuts, and the guy, I think it was $10, and he started taking the apron. He started taking the apron, getting ready to unplug the apron, take the apron off him, and getting ready to shake it. And I said, wait a minute, you're not through yet. You got to give me my line, and you ain't done in my edge. And he said, that'll be another $5. I said, you can go and shake it. You can go and shake it. You can go and shake it. Where I come from, the edge come with it. I said, what? I said, well, that's all right. I said, well, I'll go and call that guy next. Yeah, go on and get him, because I ain't no pay no $5. Amen. I was just going to go home and do it myself. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, I couldn't find no barber in the room tonight. Amen. Dispensing justice. Dispensing justice. Before I move on to that, you had to respect authority. Look at verse 28. I knew it was some mess I was forgetting. Thou shalt not revile God, nor curse the ruler of thy people. You had to respect authority. You couldn't get on God's nerves, so to speak. You couldn't be doing stuff that you know that God forbids you to do. Some people just be asking for it. They be tempting God, be messing with God, thinking that, well, God will forgive me. God will forgive. You need to respect authority God, and then it says don't curse the ruler of the people that God appoints. You need to respect them as well. All right, let me go on and finish up with number five here, dispensing justice. Dispensing justice. Chapter 23, he talks about having just laws and implementing justice. Judgment could not be influenced by different things. One of the ways that people would influence justice was in numbers. Look what he says here at verse 2. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to turn aside after a multitude to distort justice. In other words, you couldn't hang a person just because the crowd said we ought to hang him. You couldn't follow the crowd. See, it used to be that people, when they implemented justice, it was just like a referee. And you probably heard me use this illustration. It used to be that an umpire used to call the game like he see it. So if you we want to argue with the umpire, he say, I call it like I see it. But in the 20th century, we have moved to not calling it like we see it, but call it like they see it, like the crowd see it. So rather than making a quick decision on it, I'll see what the crowd say and then make that decision. So I no longer call it like I see it. I call it like the crowd see it. But we should not call it like we see it. We should not. God don't ask you to call it like they see it. He asks you to call it like it is. If a person done stole, then you need to say, he stole. If a person done kill somebody, he killed. If a person done something wrong, we need to call it not like society see it, not even like you see it, because see, all of us have prejudices. See, as a matter of fact, when I was in seminary, we used to have to write our papers. But one of the assignments that we had, it said, what are your blind spots and what are your prejudices? What is it that you kind of lean towards? Everybody have a natural bent, one way or another. Some of us have a soft spot in our heart for certain things. Yeah, yeah. And so take for instance, if you was a drug addict, you may have a soft spot in your heart for drug addicts. And so you may say, well, let him go. Let him, you know, don't treat him so hard. So you may not call it like it is. You'll call it like you see it because you're putting yourself there. Amen. 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 And so we have to use our Bibles, because our Bibles call it like it is. That's why you can't rely. That's why the Bible even tells you don't even judge according to appearances, because the way you think it is ain't how it really is. See, the devil can show you stuff and you think that's how it is, but that's not how it is. The devil just wanted you to see just that little bit. Just showed you just that little side as you was coming out. You thought something was happening, but it wasn't really happening. That ain't how it really was, but that's the way you saw it. But that ain't how it was. Amen. Amen. And so that's why you need the Bible, and the Bible have to be your guide. The Bible have to be your standard. So you couldn't allow the crowd to influence you. Now, keep in mind, in our day and age, how do our legislative branches today in Texas, as well as almost any state, even in Congress, how do they determine what laws they will make? Huh? Survey says they do survey work. Bill Clinton governed by survey. He would do a survey to find out what the American people wanted, and then he would try to give the people what they want. He done survey work. Survey work. And that's how churches are growing, mega churches today. They go out and do survey work, and then they design a church to fit the needs of our people. So in other words, we're having designer churches, not churches that have been raised by God. Woo! Let me get on back up here. Amen. Amen. You couldn't let money influence your decision when it came to justice. The scripture says, neither shall thou show countenance on a poor man in his cause. You shouldn't show favoritism one way or another to a poor man. If a person don't have no money, then I'm going to be slowful in representing him. But if Bill Gates called me, now I'm ready to work for Bill Gates, but I ain't really ready to work for Joe Blow. And the scripture says that we shouldn't show favoritism like that. It even goes on further in verse number 6. He talks about, thou shalt not distort the justice due to the poor in his cause. We saw a lot of that during Hurricane Katrina, didn't we? How the government was slowful about going and rescuing them people in New Orleans because they was poor. Now, if that a flood like that would have hit in Highland Park out here, George Bush and they would have used Federal Express planes to get some stuff here. Amen. The National Guard, the army would have been on over him. Amen. 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 So, but God, he spoke against doing things against poor. Look at verse number 8. He said, and thou shalt take no bribes, for the bribes do what? Blinded the wise and perverted the words of the righteous. And so when you are dealing with justice, if you are in the seat of judgment, you couldn't let the crowd influence your decision. And how many of you know that you are in a seat of judgment? If you are a mama, if you are a daddy, if you're a parent, if you're an adult, you are in the seat of judgment. Every day you got to make a decision. And so don't let the crowd influence your decision. Don't let whether a person is rich or poor influence your decision. Don't let social status influence your decision. What then should influence our decision? The Word of God is the only thing that really should influence our decision. Let's stop there today. You've been a very good class. Let's stop there today. And for your homework.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the Bible study that you have just heard in its entirety, please contact the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or you can visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. Again, that is BibleWayIrving.org. And come out and visit us on a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock where you can hear Dr. Wilbur go in depth into his Bible studies. Again, that is at 7 o'clock at 4215
North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas. And always remember, bring a paper and a pen, because we are going to take a deeper look in the book.